One of the great legacies of the founding fathers of America, such as George Washington, the father of our country, is the safe haven provided here for people of all religions, including Jews. George Washington even wrote classic letters to three early synagogues saying, in effect, here in America, there will be no sanction for bigotry, including anti-Semitism. We don't always live up to that, but when you look at anti-Semitism, the worst example historically would have to be the Nazi Holocaust and what they did. And one of the most famous books, of course, related to the Holocaust was The Diary of Anne Frank. But there's a new book out by author Johnny Teague, and it's called The Lost Diary of Anne Frank. Now, the author, Johnny Teague, calls this an historical novel. Here's what the book jacket says about this new book. The Lost Diary of Anne Frank picks up where her original journal left off, taking the reader on a credible journey through the tragic final months of her life, faithfully adhering to her own very personal diary format in the process. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Johnny Teague, the author of this intriguing new book, and joins us now. Johnny, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you.
Great to be with you, Dr. Newcomb, and your great viewers.
Okay, so I've got a question for you. Tell me about, just so you know, this is audio only, even though we're doing this through Skype, because I like the quality of the audio on Skype. But tell me, how did you get information about what happened to Anne Frank once her diary stopped? And let me just put this in context. When Anne Frank was hidden along with these other Jews in this home in the Netherlands, something, by the way, that somewhere I read the statistic that 50,000, mostly Christian people in the Netherlands, risked their lives to hide Jews during Nazi Germany, I don't know, after the Nazis took over Holland. And anyway, so her diary was written and was found under the planks or whatever, you know, hidden away in the hiding place where they were. So once she was arrested and the family too, and whisked off to the concentration camp for the last year or two of the war, she couldn't add to the diary. So how did you get more information about her story going forward? Are there other witnesses that came forward and said, oh, I spoke with Anne Frank and she said blah, 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 blah?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. There are three or four great sources who actually knew Anne Frank in the Holocaust, in the concentration camps. One of our greatest sources actually was her best friend, Annalise, or Lise. Lise was a young lady she grew up with, she loved, she stayed with, spent time with. And it turned out she and her family had been arrested before Anne Frank and her family. And they were actually at Bergen-Belsen, at least her best friend was at Bergen-Belsen when Anne and Margot were transferred there. So Lise was a great source for all of us. We also have all the different accounts written about Anne during every stage from Westerbork to Auschwitz to Bergen-Belsen. So we use them as a primary source, but also interviewed eyewitnesses, also interviewed people who actually survived the Holocaust, and was able to kind of pull things together based on the historical record and people's testimonies to kind of to have the ability to recreate what Anne went through those last few months, and doing in a way that's very as accurate as we can be. Granted, Anne wasn't able to keep a diary while she was in the prison camps. They took everything away from them that they owned. But based on people's reflections, memories, and the things that we knew went on, we were able to somehow and somewhat recreate what she faced, what she felt. And that was the task that I took upon me. I've traveled to Auschwitz three times. I've studied at the Anne Frank House. I studied Corrie Ten Boom's house just to get some background. We did a lot of Yad Vashem in Jerusalem to study the Holocaust there. So we did a lot of research before we sat down to write what happened to Anne those last few months.
Tell us about Anne Frank and the New Testament.
That's a great question. It is a question that continually is asked of me. One of the things I tried to do, I went through Anne Frank's diary in a very detailed way. And there are a couple of excerpts where Anne Frank spoke about her dad, Otto, wanting to get her a copy of the New Testament. He wanted her and his family know more about Jesus. Not that he was trying to bring salvation. I don't think he really understood, at least at that time, if Jesus was a savior or not, but he wanted them to understand what it was like to be a Jewish person in a foreign world and being mistreated. So Otto Frank sought to get Margot and Anne a copy of the New Testament. He was never able to do it.
Wait, I'm sorry. Forgive me, but can you explain who Margot is? Otto is Anne Frank's father. Yeah, go ahead.
Otto is Anne Frank's father. Margot is Anne Frank's sister. Edith is Anne Frank's mother.
Okay, so go on about the New Testament.
Yes, sir. So basically, Otto Frank had wanted to get a copy of the New Testament so that Anne Frank could know more about Jesus, so that Margot could as well. They could understand persecution that's historical in the Jewish people. And so he wanted to do that. They actually celebrated Christmas. They got gifts around Christmas time. They looked at Santa Claus, which was kind of like Santa Claus. She references him in her diary. But once they're arrested, once they're caught, once they're put in the prison camps, we deal with the issue of the Messiah. And there is this longing for Messiah in the Jewish people's history, looking for the Messiah to come. And then there's always going to be that grappling. Is Jesus the Messiah? And in the New Testament, he clearly is. And we believe he is as Christians. But it makes perfect sense that Anne and Margot in the prison camps would contemplate, is Jesus the Messiah? Is the Messiah coming? Has he already come? And so clearly there's a reference, even in the prison camps, this longing for a rescuer, a savior. And so it makes sense that Otto Frank wanting her to know more about Jesus, he spoke some about Jesus to them. It just makes perfect sense that Anne would roll around in her mind during the most depraved persecutions. Who is Jesus?
That is really amazing. Here's a little quote. In the book, your book, on page 84, it says, Pim had always wanted to get me a copy of the New Testament. He even talked to Mr. Kugler about getting me one a few Christmases ago. Now I wish he would have. I think of the suffering we are going through as Jews, and I realize that Jesus, who was a Jew, suffered too. We are innocent, held guilty just for who we are. Jews, Jesus was innocent, held guilty for who he was. I have got to learn more. Now, who is this Pim? I don't know who Mr. Kugler is, but the bottom line. Yeah, go ahead and elaborate on this.
You're awesome, Dr. Newcomb. Thank you. Pim was the pet name that Anne Frank had for her daddy. So she referred to him more often than not as Pim. Mr. Kugler was just a co-worker of her daddy. And Mr. Kugler was one that he looked to get things from time to time. And even when they were in hiding, they would make requests for things that they wanted, and those things would be smuggled into the attic for him.
All right, now here's a quote from your book, page 110 in your book. At first we had heard it was just the Jews who the Nazis were wanting to exterminate. Then we heard it was the sick, the ill, and the retarded. Later we realized that Christians joined the hunted list. I am seeing a stark difference in some of the Christians here as opposed to the others. I had not thought about it much until Margot quit talking to me, so I let my mind stroll down another meandering corridor of thought. It seems Christians are more willing to die than the rest of us. We heard about a priest named Father Colby who had found himself here in Auschwitz. You want to tell the story about Maximilian Kolbe?
I tell you what, Maximilian Kolbe was a Catholic priest who had been brought into prison. Someone had tried to, and I'm trying to go from memory, but he went with some people that were trying to escape, and they decided that they were going to kill one person. And again, I'm going from memory. I think it's one person per day until someone.
I'll tell you because I know this story. Yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah, what happened was Maximilian Kolbe was a priest who was captured. You know, he was a monk in a monastery and so forth. And all those priests in that particular monastery were captured. They were prisoners there at Auschwitz. So you know, not everybody there was Jewish, of course. Okay. So anyway, here's the bottom line. Somebody tried to escape from Auschwitz. One of the prisoners. And the Nazis got so mad, they decided they would arbitrarily, at random, choose 10 names of prisoners there at Auschwitz And one of the names that they chose was a man who wept and was in tears because he had a family back home and many children he wanted to live. And Maximilian Kolbe, seeing this, went to the authorities at the prison camp and said, "Can I die in that guy's place?" They were shocked at this, but they let him do it, and they injected him and killed him. The other ones they killed through starvation.
Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you. And that's the thing that Anne grappled with. She knew of Kolbe or had heard about his story. And one of the things that she found was that in the Christians, there was this, it was this almost peace about death and this assurance that there's a life beyond the grave. Anne Frank actually, and she references this in her original diary that she wrote in her own hand, she realized clearly there was a judgment that would come after death. In fact, she worried greatly about her best friend Lise. What would happen to her if she died without being right with God? So there was a concept in Anne Frank's life that there is a judgment after death. And I think that's what made this impression on her that when she encountered Christians who were truly Christian, they had a peace that things were settled so that when they died, they would enter heaven. And I think that's why a lot of the people who are going through that would see that Christians seem a little bit more willing to die than everybody else. It's almost like they settled an issue beforehand. And that clearly was something that intrigued Anne Frank along with so many others.
Do we have any knowledge at all that she might have accepted Jesus or that she might have secretly believed in Jesus?
Brother, we don't. And I made a point in the book where we stay accurate to everything that we know about Anne Frank. And so we cannot answer that. We won't know this side of heaven. But we do know that she was receptive. We do know that she was interested. And we do know that our God loves us so much that he spends our whole lives trying to draw us to himself and his son so that we might find the atonement for our sins that can't be found in the blood of sheep or goats, but came in his son. And I think as she went through her mind, Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22, as any Jewish person would who knows the scripture, I think that it clearly she had to come to this decision. What will I do with Jesus? And so when she died in 1945, and we don't know for sure when, February or March, I just kind of left her wondering, you know, her making a decision, but not relating to us what that decision was, because we just don't know.
All right. We have less than a minute to go. What else do you want to say about the book? And I'm particularly interested in finding out, since you did a lot of research, you know, with some of the Jewish authorities and so forth and the Holocaust Museum, that kind of thing in Israel. What kind of feedback have you gotten on this, especially from Jewish people? I'm just curious.
The feedback from Jewish people has really been pretty positive. I've had a few negatives from a few people who are definitely negative about Jesus being the Messiah or thinking that I'm proselytizing. The only ones who have actually been negative about this book are actually those who've never read it. I received an article from a Jewish paper that lambasted me for, they made this accusation that I made Anne convert, that I say in the book that Otto Frank converted Christianity. That's why he survived the Holocaust. I never wrote any of that in the book. What was amazing is even the guy who wrote the original article called me and goes, "Johnny, I never read the book. I just assume that's what you did because you're a white guy who's a Christian."
We're out of time, but do you have a website for the book itself?
Brother, just go to historyofbooks.com, HISTRIA books.com, or then go to Amazon, go to The Lost Diary of Anne Frank. And okay. I know anyone who reads it will know that we've handled her life with reverence and truth, sticking to the facts, and may her life remind us never again.
All right. Thank you so much, Johnny Teague. All the best.
Thank you, sir.